Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Boros. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Lary. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Lary. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Bell. And now, play ball. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Temple reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton takes first base on ball four. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bruton. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Bruton steals second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Bruton scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash takes first base on ball four. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Colavito scores. Cash moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cash scores. Boros goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Tigers. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lary fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Lary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lary is called out on strikes. One out. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Hirsel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bruton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boros hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Fernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Romano settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Romano. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Temple moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it and throws to second for the out. Temple moves to third. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Temple scores. Pearsall moves to second. It's 4-1, Tigers. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Brown for a passed ball. Pearsall moves to third. Kirkland moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Held strikes out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pearsall scores. Kirkland scores. It's 4-3, Tigers. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. Wood hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bruton hits a line drive towards first. Power reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips juggles the ball. That's an error on Phillips. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kaline moves to third. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 7-3, Tigers. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boros hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Morgan pinch hits for Gary Bell. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Barry Latman now pitching. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Fernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Lary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lary is 0 for 2 in the game. Lary strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood misplays the ball. That's an error on Wood. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Francona moves to second. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kirkland hits a line drive towards first. Cash reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Held strikes out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 3 in the game. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bruton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 3 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wood moves to third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kaline. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Kaline steals second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Boros is hit by the pitch. Wood scores. Kaline moves to third. Colavito moves to second. It's 8-3, Tigers. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano strikes out. Two outs. Don Dillard pinch hits for Barry Latman. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Russ Heeman now pitching. Walt Bond now playing right field. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 3 in the game. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 3 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heeman fields it and throws to first for the out. Fernandez moves to second. One out. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Wood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fernandez scores. It's 9-3, Tigers. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wood. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Wood steals second. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Bruton takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Wood scores. Bruton moves to third. It's 10-3, Tigers. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Boros is hit by the pitch. Bruton scores. Kaline moves to third. Cash moves to second. It's 11-3, Tigers. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Temple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall strikes out. 2 outs. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond hits a pop-up towards third. Boros settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 4 in the game. Larry strikes out. 2 outs. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 3 in the game. With 2 walks. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 3 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 3 in the game. Romano hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Colavito. Romano reaches second base with a double. Phillips goes all the way around to score. It's 11-4 Tigers. Bob Hale pinch hits for Russ Heeman. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 11, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.